My name is Stephen Watt and I'm a staff attorney with the Human Rights Programme of the ACLU.
My name is Stephen Gray. I'm a freelance journalist who's been writing a book which has just come out called Ghost Plane, The True Story of the CIA Torture Programme.
Okay, so Stephen, let's begin with the subtitle of your book. It's The True Story of the CIA Torture Programme. Could you briefly describe what this programme involves?
Yeah, this is a book about the rendition program, the CIA's rendition program, which means the transfer of suspects, terrorist suspects, to foreign countries or indeed to CIA facilities, military facilities. The key point is without any form of trial. There is no extradition. They are taken without their will and there's no legal process.
So you chose to call it torture program rather than extraordinary rendition. Why?
Well, I think that's what it became. It started off as a process to transfer people to countries, for example, like Egypt, Jordan, Syria. It started in the mid-90s under President Clinton. And when it first began, there were some clear rules, including the fact that the people at the other end had to be charged with some offence, and people were generally sent back to their home country. And after September 11th, it was expanded dramatically, and people had been sent to all kinds of places, and more it seems the purpose was for their interrogation. And in these countries, such as Egypt and Syria, even Uzbekistan, it was almost a guarantee that they would be tortured, so that torture became an important part of it. It wasn't necessarily the purpose of that transfer, but it was inevitable that it should happen. I also think that the very process itself can become torture when people have been held for years without any form of trial, and I can't imagine anything mentally worse than being in this, what I call, a tunnel without any light at the end, because there is no guarantee that there are people there who've been told they're being held as suspected terrorists with no charges, no specific charges against them, and no plan as to what's going to happen to them. And I can't imagine anything that's been more mentally damaging than that.
You know, they transfer them to these countries like Jordan, Syria, you mentioned too. Why not transfer them to Guantanamo just? Because the administration's position is that is an area beyond the law, but it's clearly very much under US control. So why not just to Guantanamo?
I think, first of all, Guantanamo has been a military facility primarily, and there have been prisoners that the CIA wanted to handle themselves, people who they didn't want to have any access to a lawyer. Also, the sheer numbers involved. I mean, I think Guantanamo has always been pretty full, and the numbers of people captured have run into the thousands. I mean, they captured, I think, 6,000 prisoners at least by one official figure in Afghanistan, and they could only send so many people to Guantanamo. So there were essentially three options: one, to release them; two, to send them to another country; and three, to send them to Guantanamo. But Guantanamo is only a small part of the picture.